I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
I'm going to do my Helen impression. Uh-oh. Oh, no, I'm not. Too much pressure. Okay.
Rusty Quill presents Enthusiasm.
Hello, friends and fans, and welcome to this special break content episode of Enthusiasm, the show where we talk about a few of our favourite things. I'm not your host. I am your co-host for today, I suppose, Laurie, the producer of Enthusiasm, and I am delighted, thrilled, and beyond ecstatic. To be joined by...
This is such a good impression of me.
If Helen were Welsh, this is what she'd be. Please could you...
You've heard me do that introduction so many times.
Yes, hello. My name is Helen. My pronouns are she, he, and they. I am the director and host of Enthusiasm. That was absolutely a spectacular impression.
Yay.
Because I've got the... I mean... First bit of behind the scenes secrets. I do have the introduction written down. So I do end up pronouncing it the same way each time because it's not in
Yeah, and that wasn't from memory. Actually, I realised that might have made me sound really like I have a very good memory. I do not. I have it written down in front of me.
Well, consistency is good.
Yes, indeed. I enjoyed that. That was fun. Helen, what are we doing?
Right, this is a behind the scenes episode in which we're just going to talk about what we do.
Hmm.
The bits that you don't hear.
Yeah.
I guess. And, you know, I think that we are both co-hosts in this because I think this is going to be a very equal conversation.
Yes. Yeah, I realise I did kind of promote myself there, actually. I was like, yes, co-host.
No, for this episode, you are absolutely. We are both co-hosts here.
Huzzah.
Do you have questions and stuff?
Yeah, I got some questions that I've written down. I suppose the first question is, and I actually don't know the answer to this, where did the idea for Enthusiasm come from? How did it come to be?
This is one that people might not be expecting, but it wasn't technically my idea. April and Alex had been like, oh, God, I really hope that I get this correct because it was a good, you know, 1.5, 2 years ago now. Basically, they were like, look, we want to branch out. We want to figure out a show where we can sort of have a more personal, chatty, relaxed vibe and where we can introduce people to Rusty Quill folks and not just Rusty Quill folks, but people from the network and like sort of help us make a show that is fun to listen to and has like a relaxed vibe, but also serves like a really useful double purpose of also being like, hey, so we have loads of creators who also make these other things, but like not in a super promote-y way.
Yeah, I mean, from that, for me, it's been really nice to get the excuse to like chat to loads of different people that I normally wouldn't work within Rusty Quill, right? So like...
Yeah, that has been really lovely,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, maybe that's for the what's been nice about it section. Maybe I've jumped the gun there.
But yeah, so everyone else were like, yeah, we think there should be a chat show. We think you'd be a good host for a chat show. Mm-hmm. What do you think? And I was like, yes. Yes, I would like my own chat show.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Yeah, they were like, oh, give us a pitch. And they
cool.
sent me a pitch document and I wrote it up. So it wasn't me going to them saying, I want to do a show.
Yeah.
It was them saying, we have an idea for something that would be cool for us to do. do you want to do it?
Fill in the blanks as well, it sounds like.
Yeah. I mean, I might have the pitch document somewhere on my computer right now. I might be able to find
it. Oh, that would be interesting to hear what it's how it started and how, if it's changed since the initial idea.
Okay. If I type in pitch, I've got Enthusiasm Pitch 2021. What does that look like? Ooh, this is the proper one. Because remember, we did the Patreon pilot season. Mm-hmm. There's 12 episodes on Patreon. I think it was only people in Rusty Quill. It was like people like Anil, yeah. and Nico was on it, and
I was in a couple.
Yeah, you were in a couple.
Because this was before I was involved with Enthusiasm.
Yes, it was much. Yeah, it's very stripped down.
Mm. I was going to follow up that question with, like, from idea, what was the journey? And you've kind of answered a little bit there with...
Well, like, we did it on Patreon as, like, a test to see, well, does this work? Mm. Do people listen to it? And people did listen to it, yeah. And people really liked it. So we were like, okay, well, we'll take it public then.
Huzzah!
Yeah, very huzzah.
Is there anything interesting in the document?
I'm having a look. So this is the Rusty Quill submission form thing that everyone has to use when they're like pitching something to us. So there's like, you know, you have to have a title, a tagline, a pitch, a treatment, resources that you think you'll need, what kind of cast, what kind of equipment, technicals, creator details, that kind of thing. So
a lot of detail, basically.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that much. Mine is 4 pages long, just over 1,000 words.
Oof.
Okay, so maybe as someone who does a lot of writing for a living,
yeah,
that doesn't sound like...
Yeah, I do not do a lot of writing for a living very purposefully. So to me, that's like, oh, that's a lot. That's a lot of sitting down and thinking and putting things on paper.
Mm.
Or on screen, I guess.
Yeah.
What was the... Is there like a summary or a logline or like a like sum it up in a sentence?
The tagline bit I've got here is listen to well-known creators and exciting newcomers talk about a few of their favourite things.
Oh, I like that a few of their favourite things is from the start.
It is. And then it's like, this is a relaxed but professional talk show focused on bringing creators together and finding out more about them as people, offering fun insights and light banter for the audience.
I like to think that we've been delivering those things.
I think so. The guests should be a mix of big and small creators from the front and back end of whatever media they specialise in.
Hmm.
So not just actors or writers, but audio editors, producers and so on. So that's something that's been important from the beginning.
Hmm.
Because it's often, you know, it's just like the main people from a podcast that,
yeah,
that get the recognition. So this is also like a trying to recognise people who may not usually get included, but a lot of the RQ Network shows are only run by like 2 or 3 people, so
yeah,
if you get if you get the producer on, you're also getting the main actor.
But it's been really nice. I touched on this a little before, but like, for example, Reese and Gabrielle, who are IT like tech support in Rusty Quill, like my only interaction with them really beyond like, you know, the odd social thing is hi, this is broken. Please, how do I fix it?
Yeah.
Can you fix it? Help. So it's really nice to have, like, just sit down with them for a couple of hours and just chat about something that they love and get to know them a bit better. Mm. And obviously, I've singled them out. Like, this is true of, like, all of the people. But yeah, that's been really, really nice.
I haven't asked, so I don't know, but I like to think that the fact that anyone can be on Enthusiasm is like, I mean, people seem to enjoy being on it, and I think it helps us get to know each other better.
Mm.
So it's got like that nice side effect of being like, oh, hey, we talked about this thing that we both enjoy, so we have a connection.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you know, get someone hooked on a TV show, because that hasn't happened to me. I'm completely hooked on Hannibal. I cannot cope with scary things. I can't sleep at the moment, but I'm loving it.
I'm just looking at my initial proposal for like the structure of it, and like it was going to be like 10 to 15 minutes where we talk about like the guests' work specifically and then move on to the main topic.
Ah.
But we've really whittled that down to just being like, all right, who are you?
Sum it up and then we're talking about the good stuff.
Yeah, basically. Oh, the ideal goal is for an atmosphere like the Graham Norton show, but on a podcast.
Oh, that's nice.
That is genuinely, that's one of my goals, because the Graham Norton show always seems so relaxed and everyone seems to have a good time when they're on it, and people like interact with each other in like really nice ways. So I do like that.
It also has the element of all the guests stay on his sofa, right? And they interact with each other. So that's something that happens on the e-sofa of enthusiasm.
I love that.
Getting all these people together and talking to each other, not just you as well.
that's such a good phrase. The e-sofa of enthusiasm.
The e-sofa. I like it.
I like that in the creator details, I did include, you know, I was host and showrunner for the pilot version of Enthusiasm for Rusty Quill.
Well, you know, just in case they forgot.
Yeah. I also included the fact that I have a diploma in journalism.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do. I included that, like, I put NCTJ diploma in journalism, brackets, relevant in terms of interview skills. And then I put experienced panel moderator.
Ah, wow.
Like I say, like it wasn't the kind of application where I was like, ooh, will they take it? Because like it was like they would just like just write a pitch for it. And then we can figure out what it will be from what you think.
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh, that's fun looking at that and thinking. I feel like we have stuck to like the spirit of what I originally wrote down, which is really nice as well.
I mean, it sounds like we have for sure. Like the Graham Norton thing is really caught me, because I'm like, yeah, that's exactly the kind of friendly fun vibe.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to do.
Yeah.
And you know, and he and I also have very distinctive laughs, so we've got that going for us too.
Oh well, I mean, there we are. I'm very fond of Graham Norton, actually. I'm really pleased he's come up.
But yeah, so I sent that off to April. April was like, yep, cool. The first thing I had to do was think of a name. And I have told this story before, and I will tell it again, that I came up with loads and loads of different alternatives. And then I added in enthusiasm as a joke. And that's the one that Alex thought was great.
It does roll off the tongue.
I wonder if I've got the names, the other names for it.
Ooh.
It was stuff like happy hour.
Oh, nice.
I think at one point I was going to call it like sort of like the salon or something.
Oh, I mean, weirdly, I don't know why, but when you said that, I've just realised that I had been expecting all things that began with E. Like, why?
But I'm glad we went with it, though. I think it's a good name.
Yeah, I think it's a great name. It's a really, really great name. And it's so memorable as well. Like, you say it and people are like, what? And you're like, yes, enthusiasm. It's brilliant.
Yep.
My phone now, I've typed it so much now, doesn't auto-correct enthusiasm to it, but it does ping it up as one of the suggestions if I start a word EN and I'm like, yeah, I recognise that word.
Yay.
Okay, so that, yeah, you got a name and then you did the pilot season.
Yeah, basically, once we had like a sort of draft of an idea of what it could be, we put out a thing saying, hey, here are some initial episodes we want to do. And I remember we were originally only going to do 10, but because everyone wanted to do Lord of the Rings, we did 3 Lord of the Rings episodes.
Yeah.
So it ended up being 12.
Yeah, it's a lot of people interested in it.
Yeah, and I recorded the Lord of the Rings episodes all in one day. So I just sat down one afternoon, did the first one, done. And then like I had like about an hour's break or something. And then the next batch of people came into the Skype call. We did that one. And then we had another hour's break or so. And then we did the third one. And at this point, I was quite tired and it was getting a bit late.
Yeah.
And this was when April was visiting Mike. So they were like feeding off each other's energy and really bubbly. And I could not control the conversation at all.
Oh, God.
It was like an hour and a half long.
Oh, my gosh.
At one point, I got up and because I was trying to prove the existence of a little known Lord of the Rings PC game.
Oh.
And I did later find the CD-ROM of that, but I couldn't find it in time for the call to like be like, yes, it's here. I was not imagining
I am validated.
It. Yes. Because I have taken it with me in all of my moves. I've taken that game.
Oh, is it good? Well, it's good, I guess.
Probably not.
For a certain definition of good, yes.
It's very nostalgic and it has that kind of, the kind of like 90s thing to it where there are bits that are really hard. if they're expecting a child to do it. Like, there's a bit where you're lost in the woods and you have to try and find, you're Frodo and you have to find Sam and Merry and Pippin, who are all in different places.
Yeah.
And it all looks the same. Everything looks exactly the same. And genuinely, it could take me like an hour to find everybody.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Have you ever played the Broken Sword trilogies?
No.
They were some of my favourite. They're basically point and click detective games. And there's a bit where he's lost in the jungle and you're clicking through all these screens and obviously you have to get a certain sequence to get out. And I just like, oh my God, it would take me forever.
Nightmare. I'm not good at puzzles, actually.
See, I love a puzzle, but that for me was too like, no, this requires me to pay too much attention. What are you doing? Let me pick up rope and chewing gum and make a thing out of it. Why? Why are you making me think?
But yeah, enthusiasm.
Yes.
We made the Patreon version and it went well. And we were like, okay, I guess we're making a public version at some point. And at some point, you reached out to me and you were like, hey, I don't know when you're making decisions for the public thing, but I would really like to be involved. Yeah. And I was like, yes, I like Lowry. Let's have Lowry be involved.
Yeah, I remember because we'd had a producer meeting and they'd said, oh, yeah, so there's going to be a new season of Enthusiasm. And I was like, oh, is there now? This sounds like a thing I like. And I was like, I want to work with Helen. So I just remember being a little bit nervous when I messaged you about that, actually, because I wasn't sure. I was like, I really want to let you know that I want to do this, but I also didn't want to push myself. I didn't want to overstep a boundary, I guess. I don't know. I wasn't sure if it was okay for me to be like, hi, I want to do this thing. But I was like, I want to let you know.
Obviously, I think it was okay because I was like, yes, you can do the thing. But, aww.
Yeah.
Aw, that's so sweet.
I also had not factored in how much Magnus would overlap with it.
That was
a nightmare.
No.
Yeah, because the tail end of Magnus carried on. Oh, context. I produced Magnus Archives from halfway through season 4 through to the end. And we had a long tail of like bonus content after the main story finished. Yeah, and that crossover with Enthusiasm was a lot longer than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it's literally only been like a few weeks since it finished or something at this moment.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was a lot, but it was fun.
Aw.
We got it done.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, then I guess is now a good time for us to talk about the actual recording of it and like the standout moments from...
Oh, okay. All right.
The journey... No? Do we not like that? Okay.
Stand up moments. I have from one. Go on then.
I have one immediately.
Oh yeah?
I guess spoilers for Enthusiasm. The moment that Hannah P revealed that she was thought of as an alien, not messiah, but like her hometown were convinced she was an alien.
I mean, technically, we don't know that. We know that one teacher thought that.
Yeah.
But the possibility is indeed there.
This teacher adamantly insisted that they could not pull me out because she was not done training me yet. Because I was some sort of alien messiah from another star. I think she said a blue one. Yeah. Sent to help us and save humanity or something.
I mean, my headcanon is that there's a cult that believe Hannah is an alien messiah.
So good.
It has evolved to that. Because, like, I hang out with Hannah quite a lot outside of Rusty Quill as well.
Oh, really?
I was just like, what? I have never heard this before. That's quite something.
I think for me, one of my favourite bits was getting to see Lydia's chickens. That was really cool.
Yeah.
Baby. That's a microphone.
Don't eat it.
Yeah.
Don't let her peck the microphone.
It would make for an interesting sound.
It would. Maybe we could use it for Foley. I think the video bloopers will be out by now, so I think Patreons will have seen Lydia's chickens as well. But Lydia literally just went out to the garden, came back in, had a chicken on their lap.
Yeah.
The chicken said hello. It was great.
The chicken performed very well, too.
Yeah.
It was Raptor, wasn't it?
It was Raptor. Yeah. Do you know what? I've done so many of these that it's really hard to isolate anything that made me laugh because I laugh through most of them.
You laugh a lot.
Yeah. Tell you what, I really liked meeting Gavia Baker-Whitelaw.
Oh, yay!
Because she and I seem to be like on very similar wavelengths when it comes to like how we think of fiction and like what we like. And yeah, she was great. Like, I felt like I clicked immediately with her.
Oh, good. That makes me very pleased personally as well, because Gavia is a friend. And I mean, obviously that isn't why she's on the podcast, but it's like she has her own brilliant podcast as well, and it was kind of like a collaboration. But yeah, she's great, and I'm really pleased that you also subscribe to her newsletter as well.
Yeah, genuinely, I read the Rec Center every time it comes out. I'm like, ooh, what's in there? And I've read things from it that have been recommended. It's so cool.
It is great.
Yeah, really loved that. I also really liked having Faye on so much, because I don't know Faye that well, Faye Roberts.
Yeah,
but I really admire them, and they have such an interesting, like, deep way of thinking and of talking about things.
Yeah.
Though I will say that there's, I think it's the horror books episode where there's me, Faye, Ty, and Martin.
Yeah.
And me, Faye, and Ty all have a habit of, when we're doing like our active listening to people, when we're like, and trying to communicate, I'm listening to you, I'm really interested in what you're trying to say, we all sort of go,
Yeah.
There's a lot of going on.
And you don't realise it's a problem until you have to transcribe it. Yeah.
Like,
and you're like, oh, that's a lot of affirmation going on here.
Yeah. It's like Faye, Helen, and Ty.
Yeah, I did a podcast years ago with a friend of mine, which was kind of a chat show, like very, very like low key. But I learned that I do that a lot as well.
Yeah.
And I tried to now do visual nods rather than ooh. I'm not sure I'm that successful, to be honest.
I'm never gonna stop humming. I don't think I can stop it at this point.
I mean, it's a nice social thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I've never been one of those people who like dislikes the sound of my own voice when I hear it, but I'm completely immune to it at this point. Like,
yeah, I bet. Oh, you've had to listen to it, to all of them, so many times.
I mean, I've listened to them all like maybe 3 or 4 times right at the beginning when we were still like figuring out how to streamline the process. I do 2 very thorough listens.
Yeah.
In which I am technically only listening to it once, but I am also, I'm replaying the same 10 second chunks. So like, for like quite a lot of it where I'm like, ooh, either when I'm trying to do my notes, when we get like all the raw audio through of like just like what's been said, and it's like an hour and 20 minutes long, and I'm like, I've got to cut this down. I've got to cut 20 minutes out of this.
But that's a problem though, when you get a load of nerds in a room or people who are excited about a topic, and like trying to like stop people or putting a shape on it is hard.
Yeah, and I don't like doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate interrupting people in the middle of their flow, so I usually just let it run on, and I'm just like, that's a problem for later Helen. That's for future Helen to deal with. And then future Helen's like, oh, past Helen. God damn it, past Helen. Why are you doing this to me? But yeah, so I often leave notes like, oh, you know, this bit of conversation is really interesting, but it's not actually that relevant to the theme of the episode. So I think we have to cut it, but it's such a shame. That's most of the comments. Or it's, oh, this is something that Alex does in particular. When Alex starts to say something and then realize that, like, flubs it.
Yeah.
He will, like, pause and then say it again.
Yeah.
And so will Johnny, actually.
Yeah.
So I will be like, okay, so this bit is like a sentence that doesn't actually finish. So take it from here instead, where they actually say all the sentence that they were meaning to say. It's mostly things like that.
Yeah.
From your side, I feel like the process is a lot more hands-on because you're doing a lot of like the technical audio stuff, like with the editors.
From like a listening point of view.
Yeah.
Yeah. But to be honest, I haven't done that much. In fact, again, this is another place where I think trying to work out what the boundary is that I don't want to overstep, because obviously I've done a lot of editing of non-scripted stuff with Rush Quill Gaming.
Yeah.
So it's very second nature to me. So it is hard for me to turn that part of my brain off, but I don't think that's strictly, it's not really my role in Enthusiasm, right? And like, I just, I do try to leave that to Tessa, Marissa, Jeffrey and Kathy.
Yeah.
And then every now and then, like, I notice actually, which is what something that's very interesting for me, I don't know if this is interesting for everyone else, but because I've edited you a lot, and so, like, when it came to, like, episodes that had any of the RQG cast in,
yeah,
I think I would notice more things where I was like, oh, I would cut that, or I would do this, and I would do that. But it's just because it's your voice, and I immediately go straight into that space. Actually, I don't get it with you so much anymore, Helen, because I think maybe I've listened to you so much in the context of enthusiasm now that I've switched out of that space. But yeah. So another note I have on my list of questions is, what have we enjoyed about the process? Which I think we have touched on a bit, but anything you want to add?
I mean, we've talked about how it's really cool to talk to all the different people and, like, get to know them beyond just, like, working with them. I really like the fact that I've gotten to know you a lot better.
Oh, do you know what? Same.
I think you briefly came up in a different work chat. I think I called you the light of my life.
Oh, yes! Oh, my God, I'll take it. I'm the best rusty colours, light of their life.
No, but honestly, because one of, like, the most, it's so useful having someone else to tell me deadlines to do things, because a lot of my work life is me deciding when I am doing things and having to remind myself. So it's nice to have someone being like, oh, did you do this thing? And I'm like, no, I did not. I'll do it now.
But now I've remembered. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it has been. It has been an absolute joy working with you. Well, it continues to be a joy working with you. Yes. It's one of my favorite things. Yeah. You know, I'm getting all blushy and bashful now. Hiding back. I'm literally hiding behind my pop filter on the Skype call.
The dangers of a compliment.
Sorry, I got very close to my mic doing it. Yeah, ooh, I'm trying to get better at taking them. I think for me as well, like, the thing I've enjoyed most about it, working with you and, as we've covered, like, talking, in getting to know other people from Rusty Quill, from the network, from the wider industry better. Something that I found difficult, though, that I want to talk about, which you know when I say it, is that I'm present on all of the calls, all of the recordings.
Yes.
And I am very enthusiastic about a lot of the topics that we covered. And I find it so difficult to sit there silently when all I want to do is join in. It's very difficult for me.
I could not do... I mean, clearly I can't do that because I decided to have the a chat show where I can talk however much I want.
But there's definitely video footage of me just being like, oh, I really want to... I've got something I want to say about that. But okay, no, cool. I'll keep it to myself. It's fine.
Oh.
So yes, I enjoyed the episodes I was on.
I feel like we should do, like, a quick fire round where I'm like, right, what do you think about aliens? What do you think about pets? What
do you like? Oh, I like that. We could do that. I was like, maybe not right now, but, like,
yeah.
All the things that I didn't get to answer. I'm sure that my thoughts are very insightful and will rock people's worlds.
No, they absolutely will be.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Okay, I'm making a note of that.
Oh, please, let's keep this bit in the episode. This is how the process works.
This is what you do, right? You put it out there publicly and then Alex has to agree to it.
Ah, the Tim Meredith method.
Yes, it is the Tim Meredith method. Well, I think we might be coming to the end of the episode.
I hear the impression. I hear it there.
Yeah, you hear the tone. So I have one last question for us both to answer.
Oh, yes.
Dream guests for any future episodes of Enthusiasm. And by dream, I mean go big. Like, I have people who are dead on my list. So we don't have to be realistic here.
Oh, no, that's really difficult.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? That's how it feels, Helen, when you drop those and you expect people to just have their
You're
very understanding and forgiving.
It's because I know it's a mean thing to do, but I like to do it.
It's funny and it never gets old.
Yeah.
I mean, I do have a couple on my list if you'd like me to go first.
Yeah, go on then.
Okay, look, I'll get the horny ones out of the way first. I'm on Sebastian Stan and Chris Evans.
On the podcast or just...
Yeah, why not? On the podcast, sure. Let's start. That could be our meet cute. It'll be great. I would really, really love to talk to... I can't pronounce her Irish name, so I'm not even going to attempt to, but it's someone that Faye brought up in the Pirates episode, Grace O'Malley, who is the pirate queen.
Yes!
Grace O'Malley was like definition of gender non-conforming badassery.
Because her life was amazing and, you know, just sounds fascinating. And like the stories about her, and I just want to know, I guess this is less about like talking about a topic. So it's not really an enthusiasm episode, but I'm like, I just want to know like what was true, what was really happening behind the scenes, like her thoughts about things. And yeah, I think it'd be interesting to see her take on or hear her take on I mean, she's a bit of a feminist icon, I guess.
Yeah.
Whether she intended to be or not. And what her take on where we are in society at the moment would be and stuff like that as well.
Oh, that's a great choice. That's a great choice. Okay, so one thing I didn't mention earlier about the original concept of enthusiasm was in my head, it was only going to be me and one other person.
Oh, yeah.
It was going to be like really in-depth, like deep personal conversations with just me like... half interviewing, half just chatting to someone.
Yeah.
About like their sort of insights and feelings about stuff. But we expanded that. But if we were to go back to that, I would love to have a talk with Freddie Mercury.
Ooh.
About like just like the creative process and like music and stuff.
Yeah.
I think that would be cool.
I mean, Suzanne would be over the moon. Susanna, head of HR.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I'd love to.
You know, in reality, the list is endless, right, of the people who...
It really is.
And this very much is the question of who would you want to talk to rather than think of an enthusiasm episode. And oh, though actually, one of them on my list is Marie Curie.
Oh.
Because she also had a really, like, I was listening to a podcast on her about a month ago. And she had so much going on in her life, so much more than just like just winning a Nobel Prize, you know, like so much that she lived through. And I also think it'd be quite a nice equivalent as well of, you know, it was so lovely in the space episode to have an expert like Paul on.
We can write on a chalkboard an equation that describes the history of the universe over 13.8 billion years, that we can simulate on a computer the death of a star.
Who just could just regale you and tell you things. And maybe we could have like a chemistry episode and she can just, you know, tell us
great.
All of the things. And apparently she was a very good teacher as well. So maybe it would just turn into a lecture. I don't know.
Can I do a sentimental one?
Yes.
I think it would be really lovely if I could have my dad.
Oh.
And I would love to talk to him about the Victorians again.
Yeah.
Because like that was like one of his specialist subjects.
Oh,
was
it?
He used to do a course called Love, Sex and the Victorians.
Oh, wow.
And I wish now that I'd talked to him more about that.
That sounds like a great episode right there, but...
God, wouldn't it be?
Yes.
I'd love to talk about, like, because the Victorians' attitudes towards, like, romance and towards death are both so bizarre and weird and specific and weirdly connected as well. Yeah. Real cool. It would be cool to have my dad on.
Yeah, that sounds like it would be... And the topic as well, like, yes. What a cool thing to be an expert on. Is expert the right word?
I know. Yeah, he was definitely an expert on the Victorians. That was like, he was like an expert on that. And then like, he was really good at sort of leftist politics, things like the Russian Revolution, the British Industrial Revolution, things like that. He knew
awesome.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah. Amazing. Sorry, so we've chosen two each. So is that our podcast of four people? That would be a very long podcast. If we had them all together.
Oh my God, imagine. About Freddie Mercury meeting my dad. Freddie Mercury meeting a pirate. I think they'd get on really well, actually.
Yeah.
I bet they'd get on.
Yeah. Great.
But yeah, those would be my two picks.
Oh. Well, I think that's all we've got time for.
That's not. That's not. Is that how you wrap it up? That isn't how you wrap it up. You don't have a standard, do you?
What I often say is, I think we're coming to time.
I think we're coming to time. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I hope you've enjoyed. And thank you, Helen, for joining me. I hope you've enjoyed.
I have.
I have now subtly promoted myself to main host because I said that you joined me. Yes, Laurie, well done. So proud of myself.
Very good.
Yeah, and I think that's about it. We've got more content coming over the next few weeks before season two begins. Mm. And I said that hesitantly because I was like, I guess we will have announced it by then.
We must have done it. That, yeah. It would be very silly to end season one without
and
saying
not be
it's
like,
be
by enough. The way, if we haven't announced it, hey, well done. I just did that. Well done, me again. And for now, it's goodbye from me. Goodbye. And goodbye from everybody else. Would you like to say goodbye, everybody?
Bye!
I can't believe you didn't take the opportunity to say goodbye, everybody.
I know, I thought of it just as I was saying goodbye. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Enthusiasm is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License. It is directed by Helen Gould, produced by Lori Ann Davis, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner, and edited by Marissa Ewing, Tessa Vroom, Jeffrey Nils Gardner, and Catherine Ranella. Thanks for listening. Should we talk about the bit in the episode, or should we keep that a secret?
I think keep that a secret forever. Whoever's editing this, cut that out. Because it was funny, but it wasn't okay.
No, let's not. Okay. Owes us.
Yeah, okay. Oh, the secrets that the editors keep for everyone. Like, okay.
I know. No.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons.
And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.